Good morning. Here is the 6:30 a.m. news presented by Kelly Aben. The top stories. An official ceremony to mark the 43rd International Day of Peace will be presided at by the Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister Monona Futsu in Manju East Region to reiterate the values of peace, coexistence, social cohesion and love in curbing violence and the resolution of conflicts. Flood victims in Mayo Danai division of the Far North region will receive aid packages this morning in the presence of the Head of State's Envoy, Territorial Administration Minister Paul Ntanganji. Those were our top stories, and now the news in full. An ultra-modern structure to serve as the headquarter of the Permanent Secretariat of the Central Africa Police Chief Committee has been inaugurated in Yaoundé. The four-story building was commissioned yesterday by the Minister of State, Secretary-General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Gongo, in the presence of some top security officials of Central Africa and members of the diplomatic corps. Aminken Edward reports.
The brand new four-story ultra-modern building is situated within the premises of the National Police College in Yaoundé and a gift from the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, to the Central African Sub-Region CIMAC for the enhancement of sub-regional integration and the security of the sub-region. In the presence of the President of CIMAC Commission, Bataza Engunga Ejo, and the representative of the International Criminal Police Organization, Interpol, as well as some top security officials and diplomats, the Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Ngongo, cut the inaugural ribbon of the Permanent Secretariat of the Central African Police Committee. Speaking on the occasion, the President of the Central African Commission, Bataza Engunga Ejo, qualified the offer from President Paul Biya as an expression of his constant commitment to the promotion of sub-regional integration, adding that the generosity displayed by President Paul Biya calls for sacrifice from other member countries. It is important to note that during his mandate as the sitting president of the Central African Sub-Region CIMAC, Cameroon's President Paul Biya worked tirelessly to uphold the values that the sub-region stands for.
Unity Palace correspondent Amin King Edward reporting there. On to one of our top stories. The humanitarian aid from the presidential couple will be distributed to the flood victims in the Mayo Danai division of the Far North region this Saturday in Yagua. The operation will be supervised by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Ntanganji, who arrived the town last evening. Our special envoy to the Far North region, Ngu Henry, completes that story from Yagua.
The Minister of Territorial Administration arrived in Yagua in the Mayo Danai division last evening and was received by the local authorities led by the senior divisional officer Jean Lazan Dongondongo. It was asked after the trucks transporting the relief items from the presidential couple for the victims reached the locality. The arrival of Minister Paul Ntanganji on the instructions of the head of state plus the humanitarian aid brought hope to the flood victims and the population.
Ngana Antoine, the fourth deputy mayor of Yagua. The arrival of these trucks was welcomed with joy by the population in general and the victims of the floods in particular. It came in as a hope to desperate population with the arrival of the Minister of Territorial Administration is a reality.
The Territorial Administration boss will this Saturday morning visit the resettlement site for the victims in Oyo Dabang and the collapsed bridge over the river Mayo Danai. Paul Ntanganji will later present the message of compassion and condolences from the presidential couple to the bereaved families and the flood victims. He will also supervise the distribution of the relief items to the victims. Christian Besigi Besigi, Ngu Henry, on special assignment in Yagua.
Thank you, Henry. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu will preside over the commemorative ceremony of the 43rd International Day of Peace today in Manju Betwa in the East Region. This year's theme is promoting a culture of peace with the aim of mobilizing the population around the challenges of consolidating peace and harmonious living together in Cameroon. On this occasion, the Minister of our Youth Affairs and Civic Education will be handing over support to beneficiaries of the three-year special youth plan in the East Region. The event culminates a week-long national campaign which was aimed at raising awareness among young Cameroonians about the values of peace, coexistence, social cohesion and love. Here now is the unit head for counseling and orientation of women empowerment and the family, Zirabel, on the importance of peace.
Living together in peace and in social cohesion is very important because people come from different cultures, from different backgrounds, and there is need for people to learn to live together by tolerating each other, irrespective of their differences. There is need for us to come together, work together as one, in harmony and with love. And we are calling on every other Cameroonian, every youth in Cameroon, to try to exercise patience with one another, love, for peace to reign. Because without peace, we cannot develop, we cannot grow.
You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. The Ministry of Public Health has initiated a 7-day vast immunization campaign, which will begin on Monday, September the 23rd. It concerns children and adolescents between 0 and 14 years who have never been immunized against diseases like yellow fever, measles, and cancer. The campaign, dubbed Big Catch Up, will go effective in 5 health districts of the Center region. Maimun Andrea reports from CRTV Center.
Some children in the Center region have either never been immunized or received complete doses of vaccines against health hazards like measles, yellow fever, throat and cervical cancer, to name just these, mainly because of the poor access to some health facilities, the lack of resources, or even reticence on the part of some parents. The Ministry of Public Health has therefore thought about giving a second chance to those lagging behind to catch up. The first round of this campaign, which will run from September 23 to 29, dubbed Big Catch Up, will take place at Ndembalmayo, Mbankomo, Swa, Mfu, and Yoko District Hospitals. Children and adolescents between 0 and 5 years, as well as those between the 9 and 14 year age brackets who have never been immunized or who partially received doses of vaccines, are called upon to meet up with this calendar. Health specialists intimate that this campaign will go a long way to protect children and young girls who may suffer the consequences of the aforementioned diseases. Maimuna Joya, CRTV Center.
A prophetic walk will take place as from 8 a.m. It is organized by the Full Gospel Mission of Cameroon. It shall take place throughout the national territory and includes prayers for Cameroon under the supervision of the General Superintendent, Reverend Alain Clément Soking. In Yaoundé, the starting point for the prophetic walk is the Patriotic Monument in front of the Hilton Hotel. In foreign news, a top Hezbollah military commander has died in an Israeli airstrike on the Lebanon capital that led to the collapse of a building. Hezbollah confirmed Ibrahim Akil's death after Israel said he was one of several senior Hezbollah figures killed in the strike. In sports, the two teams qualified for the final of the Football Cup of Cameroon have intensified training on the outskirts of Yaoundé ahead of the event, while Colombe Sportif of the Dja and Lobo are fine-tuning tactics at the Mundi Sports Complex. Aigle Royal of the Minwa are sharpening their skills at Kilzok Tort Mfu. Ben Collins Newberry spoke to actors of the two teams on how they have been bracing up ahead of the final and put together this report.
After more than 3 months since the semi-finals of the Cup of Cameroon were played, Aigle Royal of the Minwa and Colombe Sportif of the Dja and Lobo are back in training. Both sides are fine-tuning tactics on the outskirts of Yaoundé ahead of the final. Colombe Sportive, coached by Richard Towa, who played for the club in 1986. To avoid mistakes in Yaoundé, the team from the south has brought in new players. Among the new recruits is striker Esiliko Jarvis, who was brought in from Edding Sport of the Lekki. He says playing the final of the Cup of Cameroon is a dream come true.
I feel excited because I've always wished to one day play the Cameroon Cup final. I've been to some other clubs like Foncha Street of Bamenda, Bafou Rangers, Young Sport Academy of Bamenda. So I've never had the privilege, that opportunity to take part in the Cameroon Cup. God has answered my prayer, and I hope and I believe that this final is going to be our own.
Aigle Royal of the Minua is training at Kilzok in Yaoundé under coach Gaston Tenfak.
We resumed training on the 5th of August. We recruited new players and reinforced our group. We played 3 warm-up games. The last was at Bafang against Unispor. We received blessing from traditional authorities. The morale of the team is high.
The two teams will be clashing for the third time this year. In their two previous confrontations, Aigle won 1, while the other match ended in parity. In the Cup of Cameroon, Colombe Sportive is still to concede a goal.
Ben Collins Newberry War bringing us to the end of the 6:30 a.m. news. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening. I will be back with more news at 7:30 a.m.